Gimel Menachem Av, Sunday the 7th of August, Rabbi Beryl Knopfler, Inyone Dioma. This week's Torah Away has been sponsored by Family Silver, Leregel Ledas Beno Habachoro, Shel Rav Nissen Moshe Ben Rav David Michoel HaKohen.
Mazel Tov.
We can't deny Shavua Shechal Beit Yishevav, although on second thoughts we can. There's a question in the Poskim whether there is Shavua Shechal Beit Yishevav this year, because Yishevav is Shabbos, but it's Nitcha to Sunday. If it's Nitcha to Sunday, then there's no Shavua Shechal Beit Yishevav, because before Tisha B'Av is Shabbos, after Tisha B'Av is already Tisha B'Av gone. There's a question whether it is. The Sfaradim maybe have an easy job. They don't have to have the halachas of the 9 days. I've seen in the Poskim that this question might be dependent on another machlokes, whether on the following Shabbos, next Shabbos, there is a din of Dvorim Shabbatzina, whether it's Noyeg or not, Dvorim Shabbatzina, machlokes. So if Dvorim Shabbatzina is Noyeg on Shabbos, then there is some sort of Avelis happening on Shabbos. Therefore the week may be called Shavu Shechal Beit Yishevav. If there is no din of Dvorim Shabbatzina, there's no Tisha B'Av on Shabbos at all. So on Sunday, no din of Shavu Shechal Beit Yishevav. Okay, it's a question which we are not going to, never mind answer, but we're not going to address it either. I'm only saying it that it is a bit of Inyone Dioma to speak about the Inyonim of Tisha B'Av, and maybe Adaraba, maybe we should take some sort of chizuk home with us today. You know, you probably remember from last year that in the extra piece that we add by Mincha on Tisha B'Av, which is headed Nachem Hashem Elokeinu Saveli Tzion, there is a very interesting few words. Ki ato Hashem, towards the end of the bracha, bo'esh hitzato u'bo'esh ato osed livnoisa. That means you destroyed the Beis Hamikdash with fire, and bo'esh ato osed livnoisa, you will le'osed build the third Beis Hamikdash with fire. Okay, building with fire, we have to leave to the Ribono Shel'olam. Rashi in the Sukkah tells us that there's no warning for the third Beis Hamikdash. It's built already, Rashi says. Mufurash Rashi, you can have a look, Mem Aleph, I think. Mufurash in the Rashi. The Beis Hamikdash is built already. It's built in Shemayim. The Ribono Shel Olam is just going to drop it down from Shemayim, and the Beis Hamikdash is going to be. It can happen 1 second to the next, the Beis Hamikdash de la Osid. It doesn't say that Rashi, that Ribono Shel Olam is going to do it by Eish. But I will tell you now the source of that part of the Tefillah, that it's going to be done by Eish. We know the original Beis HaMikdash was definitely devoured by fire, but how do we know that by Eish ato osed livnoisa? So I'll tell you a very interesting Gemara. There's a Gemara, those of you learning Daf Yomi would have had it quite recently in the end of Perek HaKoines in Bava Kamma. The Gemara says the following: Yosef, Rav Ami, Rav Asi, Kamei, Rav Yitzchok, Nafcha. Two of the greatest Tamaroim, Rav Ami and Rav Asi, Tamidim of Rav Yochanan, they were sitting in front of Rav Yitzchok, Nafcha. Let's see what happened over here. Mar omaloi, lema mar shmatza. Talk about adva alocha, alomde shishtikul toira, mar shmatza. He wanted to listen to it. Alomde do you understand English? Alomde shishtikul toira. Alomde shishtikul toira. That's what he wanted to hear. That's what he wanted to hear. One of them doesn't say anything about which one. Yeah? And the other one said, no, Seah Gazata. A Dvaragoda, it's nicer, easier. Dvaragoda, I'm not easy, it doesn't say that, go on. But Dvaragoda, say Dvaragoda. Posach Lemeima Agadata. So Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha was beginning to say a Dvaragoda. Belei Shavik Mara, the other one, who didn't want Agoda, stopped him, didn't let him. Posach Lemeima Shmatza. He started to say Shmata, but like Shalik Mar, didn't let him. It's Mamash, you know, Kaviyochel would say it's a Kinderspiel. That, you know, kids are listening to the thing and no, I want what I want, you want what you want. I said, take it in Gemara. Yeah. So the Gemara says, Rav Yitzchak Nafcha said, okay, Emsha Lechem Moshel, Amad Avadayim, I want to give you a Moshel for what you're doing is similar to. Le'odom sheyesh lo shtei noshim. Person has two wives. Achas yaldo ve'achas zakeino. A young wife and an old wife. Yaldo melaketas lo levonos. The younger one makes sure to take away the white hairs from the husband. She doesn't want white hair, she's a young wife. Zakeino melaketas lo shchoros. Takes to take away. She's going to look odd. She's an old woman to have a young husband, so she wants to make sure that he looks his part old. Nimtzo, this is a loshen which people know. Kereach mikan and mikan. Kereach mikan and mikan. Kereach is a loshen of bald. It was bald from the black hairs and the white hairs, and he had nothing. What's the loshen? Ihocha omalehem. Ihocha, seeing that you can't get into an agreement what I should do. I'm going to tell you something which is, you know, in the Bay it says, Shovel Lechol Nefesh. I'm going to say something which you'll both be happy with. What is that? Tells them the following. Says, you say, a Shumotso Koitzim. Says in the Parshas Mishpatim. Fire, a person lit, and it goes out of his reshus, and it finds things to devour on the way. Then the pasuk says, "Nechal Godish Hakoma, Shalem Yishalem Hamavir Esapera." The one who lit the fire has to pay. This is called Eish. Eish. Oma Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Hakadosh Baruch Hu says, "Olai Leshalem Esapera." I am responsible to pay for the damage that I did with the fire. Ani hitzeisi eish betzia. I was the one who lit the fire and did it and burnt down Zion. Shenema vayatzes eish betzia latoichal yisrael. It says in Eichel. Va'ani osig livnoisa be'esh. I'm going to build it back with fire. Shenema, va'ani, actually, in the Poskim he says, Shalim yishalim hamavir esaber, you have to repay it. It doesn't say that you have to repay it with fire. Shalim yishalim hamavir esaber. But that's what it says in Poskim. Va'ani eye lo, it brings the Poskim, choymas eish soviv, velekovit eye besoicho. It's a nice Dvar Agoda or Dvar Halocha. What was that? That was a Dvar Agoda or Dvar Halocha. So that was his Dvar Agoda. But on the same Pasuk, he says, Posach wanted to satisfy the other Amora as well. And he said, Posach HaKosav Nizke Momoinoi. Nizke Momoinoi is his money, well, his Eish, went and did damage. V'siim B'nizke Gufoi. Loi Malacho. Eishe Mishum Chitzov. Okay, that is long this already, yeah? The Eishe Mishum Chitzov, the person lights a fire and through his fire things get burned. It's as if he himself did it by a dime and he did the damage by a dime. Eishe Mishum Chitzov. That's what it says in the Gemara, and that's the end of the Gemara. It's quite an interesting piece of Gemara. Taking this Pasuk, we say to Eishe, first of all, this little machlokes that was going on between these two Talmidim, Ravami and Ravasi. One wanted Agoda, one wanted Halocha, and he stopped him from saying Halocha, he stopped him from saying Agoda, until he had to say something with Shaul. Any point shows on this Pasuk. Now this is the Bo'esh Hitzato, Bo'esh Shato Osir Ibnais, and the original Pasuk brings two Pesukim for it, that Bo'esh Hitzato, Bo'esh Shem burnt it, and Bo'esh Shato Osir Ibnais is going to build it with fire as well. the Ben Yoyoto, he says quite a dover niflo. He says azai, pshat in the whole piece of Gomorrah. He says that what was first of all this argument between Rav Ami and Rav Asi, whether their Rebbe should tell them a dvar God or a dvar Halacha. So he says the following. You find in Gomorrah in Shabbos, Rabbo, before he gave a shir, he first said, Amilsa, Gomorrah says, Debdichusa. But I think the Ben Yoyota understands it as a Milsa da Agadita, with which he could arouse the and whet the appetite of the Olam, the Talmidim, who were listening, that they should get Nimshach through the Dvar Agoda, and then he'll speak in the Dvar Halacha. So he says that it's not every Talmud who needs that Chizuk. There are those Talmidim who they can dive straight into a Dvar Halacha. They don't need in any way to have their appetite aroused or whetted in any way. They can go to straight to a Dvar Halacha. And he says, this was the difference of opinion between Rav Ami and Rav Asi here. One of them said, I don't need it. Most of the dechusas for Talmidim who need to get enjoyment in Torah because they don't have it naturally. So you've got to somehow instill in them a cheshek, a desire, and through that they're going to be loimid and understand a dvar halacha. The other Amora said, and as the Ben Yoyoda says, mitoich anvesonusai, his anivus. He says, no, it's always good to have even a greater appetite for it, and therefore he would have been happy to start it out with a dvar agoda. So he says, the Ben Yoyoda, what does it depend on? He says, it depends on, Gemara always tells us, and the Midrashim always tells us, that b'chol yoyim yiyu beinecho kechadoshim. The Torah should be every day k'yoyim shenitan b'har Sinai, as if that was the day that they received the Torah in Har Sinai. That's how a person should really approach it. The Gemara has a nusach of smeichim k'nesinosa. It should be so arevim and smeichim as the time when Klal Yisrael received the Torah. Doesn't always work. Some people have it naturally, and others don't. They need winding up in order that they should be able to be smeichim b'nesinosa. That was Rav Ami and Rav Asi. One felt he could go straight to Dvar Halacha. He didn't need it. What of Dvar Halacha was by him smeichim b'nesinosa. The other one was b'an v'sanusa, as Ben Yoyoda said. He wouldn't mind some arousing. So that was the difference between them. What did he tell them? He told them this Dvar Agadata, which I'll come back to, the Kisei Tse'esh U'motso Koitzim. Before doing that, I will be able to come back to it. I want to tell you a Gemara in Yuma. There's a Gemara in Yuma where the Gemara says the following. Famous Gemara, Daf Tesa with base. The Gemara says, Mikdosh Rishon Mipnei Ma'achorav. Why was the first base of Mikdash Nechrav? So the Gemara says, Mipnei Shloisha Dvorim Shoho Yuboy. There was three big Averas which Klal Yisrael were doing at the time. Avodah Zorah, Gilu Aroyis, Shlichas Tomim. We know those three are the greatest Averas for which Yehorig Va'ali Avoir, a person has to be Moise Nefesh for them. Three Averas of Avodah Zorah, Gilu Aroyis, and Shlichas Tomim. Now listen, please listen carefully to this. Says the Gemara, that was the first base of Mikdash. Avon Mikdash Sheni, second base of Mikdash. Shehoyu Oiskim Batoiro Uve Mitzvahs of Gemaras Chasodim. They were Oisik in Torah, Mitzvahs of Gemaras Chasodim. Mitnei Ma'choriv. Why was it Choriv? So the Gemara says, as we all know, Mipnei Shehoyu Soboi Sinaschinam. Lelamedcha, to teach you, Sheshkuno Sinaschinam, Keneged Sholash Averis, Avedezoro Gilarese Shvichas Domen. the Tzinas Chinam is as bad as all of those three Avedas together, Avedas Zorah, Gedar Reis, and Shemitah Stomin, because that was the reason for the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash. That's what the Gemara says. Now, Emes is, first, there's a question. In the Dorim, Daf Pei Aleph, the Gemara says, quoting a pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Alme of the Horetz. Why? Some friends of the first place of Mikdash. Alme of the Horetz. Why was the first place of Mikdash or Shalim destroyed? Arashe Ozvom Es Torosi. Because they were Oizev Torah. Okay. Learn a possible Oizev Torah. It could be anything. They could have done a Beirus that's called Ozvom Torosi. But the Gemara says, what does it mean Ozvom Torosi? They didn't even know the Yidden at the time what their Aveda was. Shoalu, it says, they asked Nevi'im, they asked Chachamim. Until they asked the Ribbono Shel Olam Kol Yochel himself, and the Ribbono Shel Olam said, do you know what I mean by Me'ah Avdoras on Ozom Terosi? Al Asher Loi Boruchu Atayra Tchira. He didn't make Berachas Atayra because he didn't make Berachas Atayra. It doesn't sound very right. I mean, the Ran already explains that we didn't make a broch on the Torah, it means lacked somehow in chashivas, it lacked somehow in importance to them. That's why Rabbi Shlom said down the court. But whatever the pshat is, maybe we'll come back to it, wherever the pshat is, it says in the Gemara the reason was for the destruction of the space, I mean, the Shomei of the al. So we have Yumad of Tesomad Beis, the Gemara says that the reason for the Churban was because first Beis HaMikdash, Avodah Zarah Gilas Shuchas Tamim. We have here Alme Avdoras Al Ozom Es Torosi. How do we reconcile the two? By the way, the Chidor says wonderful remez to the Gemara Nadorim. He says, we know in Eicha, Hazois Ho'ir Sheyomru Klilas Yoifi. Hazois Ho'ir Sheyomru Klilas Yoifi in Eicha. Hazois Ho'ir. He says, the last letters of Hazois Ho'ir Sheyomru Klilas Yoifi makes Toirosi. Al Osom Es Toirosi. The last letters of those few words, Al Osom Es Toirosi. So that's a remiss to the Gemara Nadorim. I think you can make a remiss to the Gemara Yuma as well, with the very same pasuk, you know, that Avodah Zarah Gedar Reis and Shvichas Domim, I don't want to be married too long on that, because we'll run out of time. Avodah Zarah Gedar Reis and Shvichas Domim are the three Roshei Averis for which the din is, you have to be Moisei Nefesh and Yehorik Valiavo. The Marshal and the Maral say that you have three Inyonim in Mitzvahs and Averis. You have Ben Odom Lemokum, which is between person and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have Benodim Lechaveroi, and you have Benodim Leatzmai. Benodim Leatzmai is a way a person doesn't have it, destroys himself. He says, Avodah Zorah is states of the epitome of rebelling against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is Benodim Lemokim. Shvichas Domim is the epitome of Benodim Lechaveroi. Gilu Aroyis is Goyrim Roh, and says in Pirkei Avos, Leatzmai. It's makalkal the person himself, it destroys the person himself. That's Ben Odom La'atzmai. There's Ben Odom La'atzmai, Ben Odom La'chaveira, which Torah Avodah Gemara Chasodim is connected, yeah? And also, you know, Tshuva, Tvila, Tztoka. Tvila is between you and the Ribbono Shel Olam. Tztoka is Ben Odom La'chaveira. And Tshuva is a person's misakin himself. That's the Ben Odom La'atzmai. You know, it says, Koil, Tzayim, Moment on top of Tshuva, Tefillah, Tztokah. Each one is Gematria 136. Together makes 408, which is Zois. That's also the rumors in this Pasuk, the three Nyanim. Hazois, Ho'ir, Shoyem, Rukhil Yasef. You've got the Toirosi, and you've also got the Gemara in Yuma. It was the three Rosh Averis. You've got both. Now, how do we reconcile the two Gemoras? The answer is, and Mepharshim all say, and Bemis, it's really a one-word answer. if they would have been learning Torah in the proper way, without their problems of Al Hashem Baruch Hu B'Torah Tchila, it would have protected them from Avodah Zorah, Gedaras, and Shvichas Domin. They were not learning Torah properly. Since they were not learning Torah properly, the Torah didn't protect them from these Averis of Avodah Zorah, Gedaras, and Shvichas Domin, and that's why they were over it. So both of them are true. There's Avodah Zorah, Gedaras, and Shvichas Domin, which were the Averis that they were doing, but ultimately it was because of Al Ozvam as Torosi. Because had they not been Ozvam Torosi, they would have not succumbed to the problems and the Eitzah Hara of Avodah Zorah, Gedaras, and Shvichas Domin. Okay? What did you say?
First
base of Mikdash. So, second base of Mikdash, Sinas Chinam. Yeah? Second base of Mikdash, Sinas Chinam. Why does Sinas Chinam not get protected by the Torah? The answer is very simple. If you look at the Memches Dvorim, Shatara Niknis Bahem, you'll find within the Memches Dvorim, the 48 things, Shatara Niknis Bahem, you've got many, many aspects of Ben Odom Mechaveira as well. I mean, just to count one of them, Oye Vesabriyas. Why is that? If you can't listen to another person's Torah, you can't be mechabed another person's Torah. Hillel was zoicha that the halacha was like him because he was showing the Shammai's words first and then his own. He was mechabed Shammai's Torah and he was zoicha that the halacha was like him because he learnt his first. The whole kinyan of Torah has to be together with Oves Abrius. If the sinas chinom, it can't protect them. And that, if the sinas chinom can't, the Torah is not a Torah which can protect them. So therefore the sinas chinom was a chesolon in the Torah itself. Mamela, it didn't help in the second Beis HaMikdash, but it helped in the first. You know, the Meshech Chochma says, we know in the Av Torah of Chazoin, says, Im yu chatoichem kashonim, two lashonis. If they'll be like red threads, then kashon kashele galbino. With tshuva, they will turn into as white as snow. And if it is yadimu katoilo katsemeyu, tsem is not as white as snow. Tsem is grey. You all seen the sheep? Yeah, they're grey. They're not white. What's the vod? The Meshachas is referring to the two Beis HaMikdash, the two Bote HaMikdash. He says, Chut Shoni, that's Im Yadimu Kat, not Im Yadimu Katar, Im Yu Katechem Kashonim, Kashele Galdino, Shonim is a thread which has been dyed red. Been dyed red, that is, it's a lot of Shoni, been dyed red. So he says, the inside, the primis, is still there. It's just an external coating, which is the red dye on the outside. So they did Averis, Avodah Zorah, Gedaras, and Shvichas Domin, but their pnim was still in order. If their pnim was still in order, therefore, once they did tshuva and they sent it off, then it was as white as snow, Kashere Gelbinu. Second Beis HaMikdash was Sinas Chinam. Sinas Chinam is like the toilo. The toilo is a worm whose blood, which is the internals of the worm, is red. Then, even if you're mesalek it, you get rid of it, it's katseme yu. It doesn't get as white as snow. It gets katseme grey, but not completely, because Sinas Chinam is much harder, because it's plenious to get rid of. That's the Malbim also says something similar. And you know that it says in Rashi, when Yosef and father finally met together, not Yosef and father, Yosef and his brother, and his brothers. So it says, Vayipol al Savri ben Yomin Ochi Vayevk. So Rashi says, what did they cry about? They cried about the two Bote Mikdash. Why suddenly now? I know, one's a Chedek Yosef, one's a Chedek ben Yomin, Shiloh, Yosef. Why cry now? Why cry now about it? They saw what Sinas Chinam can do. They saw how far Sinas Chinam can get. they understood then that there would be finally a Churban Beis HaMikdash because of Sinas Chinam. That was the reason why it happened at that time. That was the reason why it happened at that time. You know, I think a famous story in the Gemara, one says, I'll come to Bar Kamsa Chorob Beis HaMikdash, Chorob Yishalayim actually. One says in Gittin. So I'm not going into the story now, you all know the story of Kamsa and Bar Kamsa invited and didn't let his enemy come. Shomai from didn't let him into the Suda. The Gemara brings out a very strong point there. The Chachomim were there. And they didn't say anything. So Raya, that, they don't mind. Now, if you don't mind, I think Kamsa Bar Kamsa, of course it was a story that happened, but it wasn't just that story that caused the Churban of Yerushalayim. It was the oifen that they were misnahig. It was the behavior of the whole doira and the whole generation. The generation were like Kamsa Bar Kamsa. That was the sinas chinam. It's talking about the second Beis HaMikdash. That was the sinas chinam that was going on, which b'shum oifen you couldn't get rid of. And the fact that Braun brings out the Chachomim were there is that the Torah doesn't protect you from Sinas Chinam. The Chachomim was sitting there and didn't stop it from happening. And that's part of the story. And that's why he did it, whatever he did afterwards. Memela, it's showing the point that the Torah doesn't protect from Sinas Chinam, because Sinas Chinam is a problem in the Torah itself. Now, what does it mean? Halash Leborcho Batorah Tchila. Beis Halevi says a wonderful pshat. Says normally the halacha brochas is when you make a brocha on the mitzvah, you make it for the gemara of the mitzvah. Beis Halevi says Torah can be learnt as a means to an end, which is I need to do mitzvahs. I need to know how to do the mitzvahs. In order to do them, I need to know the halachas. So I learn them. Actually, a woman also has that much mitzvah of limud ha-Torah, and for that reason, a woman can make brachas ha-Torah, because she also has to know how to do the mitzvahs which are applicable to her. That is what Torah can be done. But Torah is not b'shor she'ikdimu yisrael nasa l'nishma. When they were makdim nasa l'nishma, the woman kabbalah says nasa is already the first stage. Nishma is we're learning Torah for the sake of Torah itself. Torah has to have in its own right. It's not a means to an end, it is an end in itself. The limud ha-Torah is limud ha-Torah. So he says their problem in that generation, obviously to a degree which maybe we don't understand, was when they were learning Torah, they were not learning Torah with the chashivas and the importance that Torah is in itself a limud ha-Torah for an end itself. Rather, they were doing it as a means with which to know how to do the mitzvahs and to know the halachas. Now, you don't make a brocha on that, because it's only a hechsher mitzvah. You only make a brocha where this is in itself the mitzvah, not when it's a means in which to get to a mitzvah, because that's only considered as a hechsher mitzvah. You don't make a brocha. It's alash and a brocha, but it's probably to make a Torah. They didn't even know what their aveira was. It needed to be explained to them. The way they were learning Torah lacked in enough chashivas, and therefore there was alash leborcho b'Torah tchila, because they didn't really need to make this the Torah the way they learned it, and that in itself is wrong. Rabbi said, our business is to be mesaken, and I think going back to that Gemara, Rav Ami and Rav Asi, one needed or felt he needed a Dvar Agoda, and the other one didn't. They were talking about Chashivas HaTorah. Do we get to the Chashivas HaTorah to learn the Geshmak and have the understanding of Torah without having to go through a Dvar Agoda, or can we dive straight into it with a Dvar Halocha? Rav Yitzchak Nafcha understood that. That was the deal between them. He told them, I'll tell you something which you'll both be happy with. He says, destroy the Beis HaMikdash, Be'esh. Why? Now, Be'esh, Sato is, the Torah is Nimshal Le'esh. Torah is compared to fire. They, in the time of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, they lacked the enthusiasm that they should have had for the Torah. The Asher Baruch Hu B'Torah Tchila was the enthusiasm. to spark them up and to have them to be inflamed, to learn it with the proper enthusiasm that's necessary for learning Torah. That was Asha Ozomas Tairosi. That's the Bo'esh Hitzator. Due to that lacking of the Eish HaTorah, the Ribbono Shel Olam devoured the Beis HaMikdash with Eish, he told them, I know what your question is. Your question is, Bo'esh HaTorah Livnoisa. So we need to be Mesakhid, Bo'esh HaTorah Livnoisa. So you've got a machlokes how to do it. One of you say straight away with a Dvar Halacha, and the other one says, no, go through a Dvar Agoda first, because then we'll be even more infused, and we'll even be more inflamed, and we'll have even a bigger geshmak. But all was a deal on that, that's why he told him that Dvar Agoda of Kisei Se'esh Motsa Kotsim. You know, I'll finish with that. But Eish Yitzhato is, if we have the right enthusiasm, and I think I'm talking to people here who come, I don't know if everybody comes, I'm not here on a daily basis, but I'm sure many of you are, who come on a daily basis to listen to Divrei Torah right at the beginning of the day, that's all part of building the Beis HaMikdash, it's all part of the Be'esh Ato Osa Divnoisa, it's all part of the Eish HaTorah, which is Ato Osa Divnoisa. I just want to finish off with another Nakuda from the Ben Yoyoda, which is pretty unbelievable. You know, those who are learning Dafayomi will know, and those who are learning Bava Kama for other reasons would also know, that in the Mazik of Eish, there's a din of Tomun Bo'esh. Tomun Bo'esh is potter. You know what that means? Somebody lights a haystack, and inside the haystack there's kalim, and they get burnt, then he's not hired for it. There's no logical reason that we know why it is, but it's exes akosu. Actually, machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachomim, and the Gemara actually says, David HaMelech, also in our Koines, in the same daf, sent a message to the Sanhedrin, he didn't know what the halacha was, he asked them what the halacha is, Tomun Ba'ech, it's a potter or chayv, one of them shot him in the Gemara, and they answered him back that it's a machlokes. Yeah, it's a machlokes. The Ben Yoyoda says that it's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says that Rav Nachman asked another Amoira, I think it's also Rabbi Yitzchak Nafli, he asked him, when is Ben Nafli coming? Nafli. So he asked him back, who is Ben Nafli? Who is Ben Nafli? The Gemara in Sanhedrin, who is Ben Nafli? He says, Ben Nafli is Moshiach. When is Moshiach coming? You don't know that Ben Nafli is Moshiach. Moshiach. So he says, why is Ben Nafli? What's it got to do with Moshiach? What's Nafli and Moshiach got to do with one another? So he says, don't you know? It says the pasuk, Sukkas David, Hanoi Feles. Hanoi Feles is David Hanoi Feles. The Nafli is Moshiach. Is going to bring together all the Nefulim, all those who have fallen over the generations. He's going to bring them, and he's called Ben Nafli. That's all. What's in the Sanhedrin, Ben Nafli? It's the Ben Yoyoda. Eish, the word Eish. What's the Nistar of Eish? Nistar means the hidden letters. It's very simple because there's just two letters in Eish. The hidden letters is in the Aleph has Lamed and Fei, and the Shin has Yud and Nun. Four letters. Aleph, Fei, Lamed, Fei, and Yud and Nun. That's Nafli. Nafli is Tomun Ba'esh. It's hidden in Eish. He said, Emiet Hashem, Ba'esh Ato Osed Livnoisa. The Ba'esh Ato Osed Livnoisa is when the Nistar of Eish, which is the Tomun Ba'esh, is Ben Nafli, is going to come. Emiet Hashem, that will be the Shalem Yishalem Hamavir Esavera, because the Shbroch will give us Mashiach to the Kain of the Meir.